Hi, Zoe.
Hey, Rory.
Here we are on our first dates podcast.
Yeah, Def.
The first real dating episode of the new year.
Yeah, we did a clean purge last week of our messiest dates. Clean purge.
I was too embarrassed to even listen back to it. I didn't want to listen to it. I was too embarrassed about what I had shared. And I'm past it now.
You really sound over it to me.
So. I probably won't ever be over those scars, but I feel like I'm ready now to date the person that you have found for me today.
Yes, I think you're ready. Also, which is why we're here. Anyway, that what we do on this podcast is go on dates with the guest. Rory and I are single, and we are just, you know, looking around, doing the classic, things, trying to meet the one for us, and also this less classic thing. There's a description for the books.
You need to calm down.
I'm calm.
And,
I'm
yeah,
calm.
I mean, these are.
Why would you say that? I'm calm.
I know. I was just joking. I'm gonna do that sometimes on here. So yeah, we're gonna date these people from Twitter and from other realms of life. But normally, we're just on Twitter a lot, so we see these people, and they usually have the same kind of, like, I would see somebody on Twitter and be like, "Oh, that's a person Zoe should try to see," right?
Yeah.
And this will end the kind of like OkCupid Tinder kind of bullshit where people can create a false persona. No, we are going to flesh these people out. They're not going to be able to hide from us. And even if it's not a match for us, maybe it's a match for somebody listening.
Yeah, yeah. Would you be mad at me if I reactivated my OkCupid? Or would you be a supportive friend?
I think everybody is waiting for you to reactivate your Cupid. Definitely.
You mean like for the stories?
Not just for the story, Zoe, but all those people out there that are ready and are giving other people mono right now are ready for you to re-enter the dating scene.
Yeah, I just want to be a carrier, you know?
Exactly. That's what you were made to be, you know?
And do I have a carrier for you today?
Pray tell.
She is yet another Canadian coming in to the coop. And her name is Mindy, and she is very cute and pretty and funny, and you'll like her. Mindy, are you there?
Hi.
Hello.
I was trying not to laugh through the entire intro, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We are very funny, so that's what should be happening.
Yeah,
anyway.
I am another Canadian. I'm sorry to admit.
It's okay.
We'll work through it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You guys got this. Anyway, Rory, are you
there? I'm excited. You really made her sound, you know, you couldn't have prompted this better.
I beg to differ.
It was like a Michael Bay trailer, you know?
No. Anyway, your 25 minutes start now.
First dates. Come on a date.
Hey, Mindy.
Hi, Rory.
Hey.
I actually can't. Oh, there. Now I can see you. There we are.
So, Mindy.
Yes.
755 days ago, you tweeted, "Who touched my ass?"
Are you serious?
You did. Was that the start of something special on the internet?
That's amazing. Oh my god, that's so long ago. Wait,
I bookmarked it right when you wrote. I was like, I'm gonna have to ask her about this someday.
That's amazing. That must have been immediately after watching Night at the Roxbury, I'm assuming. Why was this of all tweets picked?
it might be your best tweet, I think.
Okay. Well, that's actually, you know what? Might have the most honesty in that one, so I'll take it.
Was that like I asked, was that when you were getting like really into Twitter? You're on Twitter a lot, right?
Yeah, probably more than I should.
Well, why do you say that? It's a good activity, right?
Yeah, I find that it's like if I have to do something, then I'm like, oh, I'll go on Twitter instead. And then it's a vicious cycle.
Okay, so here's the question then. It's a new year. Have you made any resolutions not to be on Twitter anymore?
Not to be on, maybe to just like use it better. If that's a thing.
How would you use it? How would you use it better, Mindy?
I don't know. I just use it not as much. So yeah, I guess that's exactly what you said. That's exactly the same thing. Or times. Okay, no. When don't use it like when I need to do something. So maybe just at night
Okay.
or
Was there any other resolutions that you made to kind of improve your life? I'm sure that your life is great, but mine isn't, so I made resolutions.
organization, I guess. I don't know. I got a list. I got a list of things. But that's not exclusive to New Year's resolution. That's just everyday
Is that
resolution.
like the one thing I do know about you? Because we haven't really talked that much, but the one thing I do know about you is you're moving. You're going to be a part of our world now.
Oh boy. Yeah. Well, if everything works out, like I'm waiting on a the old work visa right now, so I'm stuck here in the igloo
Come
until
on,
that's
why wouldn't they give you a work visa? You'll get one, right?
Oh yeah. No, it's just the waiting process is just I gotta get in the workforce,
What do you think? Here's
Make it
a
up.
question. What do you think is going to be different about dating American men in America than Canadian men? Is this your first date with
Oh.
an American man?
No.
Okay.
More decisive. I find like Americans are more like, yeah, I know what I want. That's you.
We sound
Whereas
like we
it's like,
sound
hey, if you want to go to the coffee shop, I don't care. It's up to you. And then I'm like, oh fuck, I don't make decisions. And then it's just an indecisive tennis game of not knowing what we're doing.
okay, so we're kind of like warriors of the dating scene.
Yes, you're very, yes.
We also sound a little bit terrifying, which doesn't sound good.
Yeah, not all of them. That was a terrible impersonation. I don't know why I did that.
So this year on New Year's, I spent it at home watching Twilight Zone.
Nice.
Yeah, it was okay. Did you go out for New Year's? Have a good New Year's?
No.
You spend it alone just like I did?
Yeah, this is really sad, actually.
This is a match. We've made a match right here. We're getting
Oh, there we
somewhere.
go. Oh, there's a really bad blizzard in our town, which is just a perfect excuse for me not to make plans. And one flew over the cuckoo's nest was on. And then I drank some gin, and it was really not as exciting as I'd
That
like to
sounds like a
say.
really drab, like you were in the middle of like Jack Nicholson was getting held down and potentially like lobotomized right when the clock struck midnight.
That's actually when it was. I'm not even kidding.
That
Like,
just like rings in the new year terribly.
the chief just broke through the window,
Oh man.
and my mom was in the other room. She's like, the ball's dropping. Why aren't you here? And I'm like, we're Canadian. Why do you have this accent? She's like, the ball's going to drop. And then I went in the other room, and then it was too late. I actually got in shit for watching not the ball drop. So,
I didn't watch
speaking
it either. Don't worry
drop.
about it. Has it always kind of been a big thing to party though on New Year's for you, and this is just a different year for you?
Not recently. Like I used like in high school and like first few years of like university or you guys call it college or whatever. But no, like I said, I'm in my hometown right now waiting for a work visa, so I'm not exactly not bumping in the clubs or anything like that. Everyone's kind of gone from my hometown, so.
this kind of ended a year for me without like going out on ears and like getting somebody to make out with me. Dude, should I feel dumb about that? No, we should feel okay about that.
About wanting someone to make out with you on yours?
Yeah, it's like a, it's a tradition, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's like, if it doesn't let you down, then that's a good ambition to have.
Have you had some good makeouts on New Year's?
It's usually, it would be someone I'm seeing though. I don't usually seek it for to say I had a New Year's kiss. So if I'm not with someone, I'll just happen to be in the washroom.
Last year, I think I got rejected by like 5 different people before I found somebody to accept my makeout invitation.
That's okay.
It was just in time too. Like 5, 4, 3.
Like each countdown was a different like.
Invitation. No, I wasn't that fast with my invitations. I was like asking starting at like 11:58.
You were like 5, and then someone pushes your face away. 4, and then like.
It worked out though. I actually saw her the other night. I went out with somebody, and I saw her, and I bought her a drink. So I was like, "Thank you for not making me feel terrible on New Year's."
Aw.
Mindy, we were just talking about movies. What are 3 movie characters that, like, if you had to put them together, that would make up Mindy Ferrano? Is that how you sound out your last name, Ferrano?
That's what you're supposed to say. Yeah, we say it wrong in Canada, so just we'll keep it at Ferrano. We say Ferrano.
Ferrano.
Yeah, we're all nasal here. But yeah, oh, that's hard.
Here, while you're thinking, I'll give you mine.
Okay.
Yeah, from The Sandlot. Do you ever see The Sandlot?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I think.
Okay.
And there's this character from Tell No One called Alexander Beck. All right, your turn.
Oh, I like Cameron.
Definitely. I feel like I want to be Ferris Bueller, but I need to just take it back a notch. I'm definitely not Ferris Bueller.
I relate to, like, just sitting in the car and just wanting to die. Let me think.
Me and you.
I'm going to sound cliche. I don't want to sound like every other, I don't know. I'm going to sound cheesy. Okay, I'm going to specify why. The awkwardness of Annie Hall.
Oh, that's a great one. Who doesn't want to be
Annie Hall? Just waiting for the judgment was all.
No.
I'm gonna think of great ones after we're done.
Just think of your favorite movies. Those usually have your characters in them that you most identify with.
That's true. Yeah, but I'm thinking of like The Shining, and like that's kind of terrifying.
You're the twins. You're definitely the twins. I feel like I could see you at the end of the hall, and you'd be like, "Come play with me, Rory," and I'd be like, "Ah."
That's okay. Okay, we'll put that.
Fair in enough. All right, I'll go. All right, how about this? We'll just keep going, and if you come,
okay, yeah.
If you think of them, just shout them out. So last episode, Zoe and I didn't go on dates. We weren't ready, and we just talked about the worst dates we've ever had. Have you ever had like a disaster, terrible date? I've had a few like really embarrassing howlers.
I've had like I didn't realize it was a date. That's uncomfortable.
That can be really bad if the other person, like, was the other person really hoping it was a date, and you're like, oh no, I don't want to date you at all.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, but everything about you is repulsive. No, it wasn't that bad. No. It was like, it was more just like I realized like halfway through, and I'm like, well, you know what, now it's a date, so we'll just go with it. I wasn't and object to it once it was already going, but because sometimes it's like, oh, a casual coffee, like you think that's what it is, and then they're like, just kidding, and then they're dressed up.
Just like, oh, kidding, you feel like people little... they try to like trick you into a date. It's like, hey friendo, you want to go get a cup of java and just maybe friend out a little bit, and then in the middle of it they're like, you are gorgeous and I'm thinking about making you my wife.
Exactly. Or like, I don't know, you know what, I find dates awkward regardless. Like, I feel like a dinner's, it's just like, it's not organic. Like a dinner is like, we need to talk, and the movie is like, we can't talk because there's a movie going on and I'm probably going to touch your leg. Like, I'm going to pretend that it's going for popcorn, but it's your leg. And then I have to go in the, you know, like the parking lot and call my mom. And then my mom doesn't live in that country, so she has to get a flight. And it's just a very elaborate thing.
All right, so make a blueprint for a date where Mindy Ferrano is like really comfortable. Is it movies at your house? You can watch a little One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Maybe
you're not as compelled to put your hand on my leg.
Mm-hmm. No, I think maybe like going to like a show, like a music, like listening to bands play or something. Because it's like casual, you can kind of have drinks and like relax.
One of those.
You have something
music
to focus
shows.
On, but you don't need to focus on it, like movie.
Okay. I feel like those are the same thing, like movies and concerts. I'm always just like, I would like to enjoy this alone, if I
okay.
could.
No, but a concert, yes. But like, if you're at like a music bar, then you can sit at like a table and drink, and then the music's there if you want to listen to it. Whereas like a concert's like we're sitting and we're watching this concert, and it's really awkward if you try to talk because it's so loud.
All right. I feel like I have a lot in common with you, other than like we're not. We haven't spoken a lot to these commonalities that we share, but I like you. You're interesting. You seem like you're really self-deprecating and funny. Let's pretend things really went really well, and we were dating for a while, yeah. And it's been like 2 years. Maybe I'm not holding up my end of the bargain in this relationship, and you need to break up with me. Can you like just give me an example of how that would go? Like you're like, hey Rory, we need to talk.
Okay, so we've been together for 2 years, and I need to break up with you. So
yeah.
3 years after that, I would address it.
Okay.
After misery. No. Well, I
5 years of just like us sleeping in the opposite ends of the bed.
Yes. And me making a bunch of passive aggressive hints towards you leaving.
For 3 years. Jeez.
No, I'm not that bad. No, I think I would drag it out a lot though. Just because I feel like I like to give people chances, and I just always assume that like because I don't know, I just assume that I'm the one probably like overanalyzing and thinking it's shitty when it's not. So I kind of like to play it out. But then sometimes when you plan out, you know, it just gets worse. And then you've ruined 2 years, and then you missed out on an opportunity.
3 years of opportunities. Yeah, it sounds pretty bad. So are you more just like you want to give people chances, or are you just like hate confrontation? Because I could identify with that.
A little bit of both. Also, I'd rather it be them. So it's like, I'm going to try and convince you to end this.
Yeah, that's definitely happened with me before.
Yeah, it's bad. I need to stop. Like,
you just
kind of
sit them down at dinner and you're like, man, I was thinking about how terrible I am today.
A little bit, yeah. That's a great
Can you believe you're really with me?
How have you been doing this for 2 years?
You know, it's really a testament. You're a real nice person because I'm a fucking wreck. All right, fine. So it's just going to be a long, drawn-out process for you.
Yeah. And then, like, I'll have to find something, like, that's like, oh, well, it's done now. Like, this is just, oh, no point of no return. So even if there's not something, like, I'll probably just instigate an argument and be like, see, there you go. You hate me, so it's done now.
Okay. I think everything's going to work out when you move to New York. I think that's how you're perfect for New York.
There's lots of neurotic people there, so.
I would imagine it's like Portland. It's just like a lot of passive aggressive people, and you're going to fit right in.
Perfect.
So Mindy, let's build you. Maybe this will get me closer to understanding if I could potentially be with you. Let's build a perfect man for you.
Oh, okay.
So let's start with the basics of his body. Like, what kind of hair does he have? Is he a bald man?
potentially.
You're up for baldness.
Because he's older, definitely. So that could be a part of it.
What is our age differential? I'm 30. How old are you?
I'm a little bit less than 30. I'm 22.
Oh wow! Okay.
It's okay. What
eyes, chin. Does he have a cleft chin like me?
Potentially, also yes. That
okay.
Could. Facial hair I enjoy. You've got some great facial hair. You've got some nice bone structure.
Thank you.
You've got the age, because I already said age is good.
I am older. What about like accessories to his personality, like tattoos and piercings, because I don't have those.
Yeah, no, I don't really care for those. Like, I don't hate them, but it's not like... something I seek out.
Penis size. Does he have like an incredibly not gigantic penis, this person that you're into?
Yeah, not too worried about that either.
Great.
Sometimes a little bit of brain either isn't even so bad.
What are like personality types that you look for in somebody? Like, you've been talking like you're really, I mean, you know what? You're so much different than I had imagined. Like online, you feel like this exuberant personality that I was like worried was gonna like I was gonna be not I was gonna not be able to keep up with you. But you're really reserved and thoughtful in how you speak, which I think is really attractive. Not that your personality online isn't cool. But, like, what are personality types for you that you're really attracted to?
Well, thank you, by the way. I guess kind of, like, I like dry humor. I don't know.
Do you?
I don't know. Do you? Do you? I don't care. No, it depends. Like I said, it's not – I don't know if I have a type like that. If I do, it's usually something silly, like Jewish men or something.
We've talked a lot about Jewish people on this podcast. I feel like everybody's attracted to Jewish people. They are the coolest people in the world.
I know. Well,
we've had a couple Jewish people on this podcast, Mindy, so if it doesn't work out with me, we can set you up.
That's okay.
You're good with me. You're happy with this date.
Yeah, man. I'm content. I don't need to be speaking elsewhere.
All right, Mindy, so finish these sentences.
Oh,
I'm happiest when?
In laughing? I don't know. That's a good one.
That is very literal. Yes. I'm happiest when I'm smiling and happy. Okay. That's a good answer. No, I feel the same way, actually. Me and you are very similar.
When I'm around people that make me laugh, when I'm enjoying... Okay, whatever, I messed that one up.
When you're enjoying yourself, you're happy? Okay. Usually when I'm super sad, I'm happy, so I get it.
Worry about things.
I'm saddest to win.
Ugh.
I'm most sad? I'm saddest, right? I'm saddest.
No, that works. When I feel like things are out of my control, like it's just like, oh, fuck, what's the point?
It's not when the clock strikes 12 on New Year's and you're watching Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
No, I was content then.
Okay.
That was a nice in between.
Okay, here's the sentence. Ready? After that, the dolphin began
to question why his mother and his uncle were so close at family gatherings.
Yes! I like that one. All right, how about this one? The Little Mermaid should have.
Just stop being such a selfish bitch because she was a princess and I'm not.
Really? You think she should have stayed under the ocean?
No.
I think she... Eric was ridiculous. The Prince Eric, come on. Like, how do you not... I feel like she's throwing herself at him pretty hard there.
I think she did everything right. I think she explored her options.
She did. She was tired of her who's a what's it's and who's a things or whatever.
Yeah, and her thingamabobs. No, she had grit. She stuck with it. She got a sequel out of that, so.
So, Mindy, I actually, like when we started talking, I don't want to, you look beautiful, but okay. you seemed like I'm trying to come across this slowly. You seemed older than 22, like just how you talk. You like seemed very wise and thoughtful. 22 is really young. Have you had like a lot of like long-term relationships or no?
Not long-term. No, I had one that was like, it lasted about 3 years on off.
Whoa, three, that's big time. Zoe has only had a relationship that's lasted 3 months.
No, no need to put others down. No, but it was like on off, so it doesn't count.
So what can I do?
The couple after that were just brief. I'm not really one to look for that right now. A bunch of other bologna on the stove.
A bunch of other bologna? That's stuff.
Making up expressions.
Well, it sounds like, to me, that you guys are laying the foundation for a beautiful relationship, and you have 3 more minutes to finish that layer. There's some architecture analogy for you. Anyway, 3 minutes.
Oh, I like a cake analogy too. We're putting the last sprinkles.
The fondant.
So, okay. So, Mindy, what can I do, like, potentially different than this 3-year boyfriend that I could avoid the same fate?
No, I'm kidding. You'd be a little more relaxed. He was very crazy.
Was he like really jealous and controlling?
A little bit more, just like needed attention all the time and like reassurance.
Oh really? No, yeah, definitely. We won't come across that problem, Mindy. Cause like I would prefer if we never saw each other, really.
Oh, perfect.
Let's just text each other like once a month. I think then we'll be good forever.
No, I'd be like, oh, you did really good tonight at whatever you did, and then he'd be like, whoa, shut up.
your last boyfriend, like the voice you just did, kind of sounded like he was like a bit of a clown.
Well, like I said, I was at a show. He was at a 12-year-old's birthday. And I was like, you did really good with that magic trick. And I was like, why do I have to reassure you all the time? You're a great clown.
He does sound like a really good clown, if I do say so myself.
Fucking miss Bozo every day. Anyways, it's the past.
Mindy, if we were like, I think it'd be really cool to meet you and hang out. If we got together, who would be like on your celebrity crushes list of people you could leave me for if they were into you?
Oh, Christopher Maloney.
Yes.
Zoe's into that as she whispers yes from the corner.
I've had a crush on him since I was 13. Let's not count years of my age to figure that out. Next would be Greg Kinnear. And we can just stop there. I think that's
the seems like the personification of a blanket. He seems so horny to me. Like, I don't have any problem with him, but he just seems like, oh, maybe this is it. He just seems like such a dad.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
That's where the real issue lies.
I feel like dads are really in right now.
Daddy issues are really in right now. Well, and Elliot Stabler, Christopher Maloney, is a dad on SVU, so this all adds up.
Yeah, is it going to be really tragic if I didn't get that reference from earlier?
I'm so sorry. But I'm just kidding, because I wouldn't cook either of those.
SVU?
Because I would have you, so I wouldn't.
Thank you. You wouldn't even leave your celebrity crushes? Or you wouldn't leave me for your celebrity crushes?
But that void would be filled.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a clown. I wouldn't be needy.
Who would you prefer celebrity-wise?
Oh man, I didn't prepare for this. You know what? I'm really into that girl who had the dragon tattoo.
Okay.
What's her name? Do you know? Is it Anna? Anna, maybe? Is it an Anna? Rooney. Rooney. Mara. That's her name.
Mickey Rooney?
Yes, and him too.
Great.
My laptop's set to.
I'm glad we ended our date with just like, we now know that if we're together, we can leave each other for very interesting dads.
Anyway, great time listening to you guys over here. Here are some highlights, and they are all Mindy's impressions. Starting off with the American male. A definite piece of subculture came alive. Then her Canadian mother from Long Island. And then, you know, topping it all off with her ex-boyfriend, who's also a clown.
A clown.
Yeah, her American boyfriend sounded like somebody who would club somebody over the head and drag them somewhere.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah. Very impressed by your vocal skills, Mindy.
Thank you so much.
How do you think we did, Zoe? You think we're a match?
You know, yes. I think there were some fireworks, When you were talking about finding girls to make out on New Year's, I definitely felt some jealousy coming from Mindy's end, because that wasn't pathetic. So that's great. How do you feel about the date, Rory?
I like your side swipes at me, how I'm pathetic. That's good. Yeah, Mindy's great. She's beautiful. She's funny. She's clever. I've always thought she was really funny on Twitter, but she's like really clever in real life. She's quick, you know, she's sharp.
Yeah, how do you
feel?
Really
attractive.
How do you feel, Mindy, after describing your perfect man, Rory Goodman Farley?
I thought that was great. Yeah, I felt that he got some of my hangups, which was cool. Because some people would be like, well, that's lame. I like dinner dates.
Yeah.
Why are you not that way? And I didn't get that.
I think I'm just versatile. I can go on dinner dates, but I totally understand if you just want to stay at home and watch Jack Nicholson movies.
Could you give me your best Rory impression?
Okay. So it was like New Year's, and like, I don't need to kiss someone, but in a way I kind of do, because it's New Year's, and then what am I going to like post if I don't tweet, if I don't kiss someone, why is it even the next year? What's the point?
You make me sound like the antagonist in a She's All That type of movie.
That was great. That's Thank who you, you are to me. All right, Mindy. The all-important question of three options. So your date comes to a close. You go to dinner in a movie. And Rory walks you to your door, and he's like, Mindy, I had an I had an amazing time tonight. Would you do one of these three things? One, just shake Rory's hand, send him on his way to go break another heart. Two, give him a nice hug. Maybe you'll see him again soon. Maybe not. You don't care. You're on to better things. Or three, consummate the date. Make him marry you. Get a green card. Fuck the work visa. You have a husband.
Oh, that's just... You tricked me into that one.
I'm a great wingman.
You are. Okay,
Do not choose three on the account of the green card. I'll marry you just for platonic reasons if you need it, Mindy.
Okay, me too.
I'm going to tweak three. No marriage.
Ooh.
Come inside.
Ooh.
And movie of your choice. Gin of your choice.
Mm. Are we even really watching the movie at that point?
Exactly. See, actually, that's why I said I don't like indoor movie dates either, because they're never watching.
To be continued, dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
True.
On that note, please follow Mindy on Twitter. @ Mindy Ferrano.
You can say it right.
I could say it however I want. MindyFurano. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Madam Zubel. And Rory. He's @ Rory, not Roy.
God, I'm terrible. Hey. I feel terrible about myself. Thank you.
Oh, you like bald guys?
I hate you.
With maybe a cleft chin like me.
All right. And to everybody, follow us on iTunes, subscribe on iTunes, rate us on iTunes, because we're still recovering from the first guy who listened to us that was like, meh, I hate it.
He didn't say that. He was way
And and yeah, like us on Facebook. And yeah, until next time, happy dating.
Happy dating.
Merry Christmas.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.